Water is an interesting compound to the Earth scientist. It drives many processes on the Earth's surface and can exist in all three matter states in any one location. In these states, it provides an erosive force in the form of glaciers and rivers, and later, as a sedimentary environment in the deep ocean basins, it provides the initial conditions for rock formation. Thus, water is an essential part of the rock cycle on the Earth's surface. The Earth is often called the watery planet because of its blue appearance caused by the vast oceans which cover 66% of its surface. This produces the patchwork of the globe as seen from space, dominated by blue sea and white clouds, with smaller areas of green, brown and white landmasses. The water cycle is essential to geological processes. This diagram shows clouds rising and cooling and thus causing rainfall over the land surface, which produces rivers, lakes and groundwaters. The atmosphere holds very little water, but this is the most dynamic component of the water cycle. Rainfall onto the land surface generates the power to erode sediments and take them back down to the deep ocean basins where the rock cycle continues. Ice also exercises huge erosive power, particularly in upland regions. Very little of the water in the cycle is available for resource use, which exists principally in lakes, rivers and shallow groundwater. Water is unevenly distributed on the surface of the planet. It doesn't follow population, and many countries are water poor, whilst others have a huge runoff per capita of population. The water poor areas are prone to drought and crop failure, producing famine and instability. Often these regions are around the desert margins and present delicate, stressed and deteriorating environments. Water-rich regions such as Canada have the potential for water use in hydropower, irrigation and even export to adjacent regions of deficit. All life on this planet commenced in the oceans. There is still an immense genetic stock of marine and aquatic life forms which present often untapped opportunities for human resource management. However, the combined effects of localized over-exploitation of marine resources and the disrupting impact of pollution present major threats to species diversity and survival, as well as producing damaging effects on the biotic resource of marine and freshwater life forms.